This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. State legislators and advocates say they want RTD to provide more frequent and reliable bus and train service. Democratic Representative Meg Froelich of Cherry Hills Village says she wants to run a bill next session to help make that happen.
The main bill, in my opinion, will focus on transparency, accountability, and on how to solve the big problem of increasing ridership.
An RTD reform bill failed last session, but unreliable light rail service this summer has revived calls for the legislature to step in. RTD says it looks forward to working with lawmakers. Colorado Democrats are uniting behind Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democratic presidential nominee. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
On Tuesday, the state party officially endorsed her candidacy, nearly unanimously. Deep Badesha is a progressive activist. He says Harris has energized the South Asian community and also younger voters.
People like to make history. People like to vote for something unique. And Joe Biden and Trump just felt like the same old, but Kamala Harris, I think, offers something very different.
He says policy is another appeal, especially to younger voters like himself, who are critical of Biden's policy in Gaza and were planning to sit out the presidential race. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state veterinarian says the avian flu is concerning, but not a crisis. Dr. Maggie Baldwin says Colorado's response to the virus in poultry and dairy cows has been swift, but there are challenges.
This is, you know, a novel event that we're dealing with. And so the risk and the science is changing as we're going. And I've told my team this is an analogy where we're building the plane as we're flying it. But I'm happy to say that we're still flying.
Baldwin says the risk to the general population remains low. This is CPR News in KRCC.